Hi there, this is Chaz Edens with Edens Meats, and I'm recording this to answer some of the questions that you have because I thought it might be easier to get this information to you quickly and maybe easier for you to listen to than to read. I will update our Q&A on our website with some of these answers when I have some more time. First, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to Vera, Gordon, and Luke of 10 Mothers for partnering with us. We're super excited about it. And thanks to you for your willingness to be drop-off hosts for us. Edens Meats is a business that my wife and I started about 4 years ago. We raise pasture-based meat here on our farm in Cedar Grove, just a few miles from 10 Mothers. We have raised turkeys, broiler chickens for meat, laying chickens for eggs, and pork. Our values are to raise animals in a manner that's as close to how we believe they can exhibit the character traits that they've been given to be as happy as possible. We put the pigs in the woods where they can root around and be cool in the summer and feed them vegetable scraps from our garden and surrounding farms. We supplement their feed with a GMO-free feed that we get from our local feed mill and Hurdle Mills. And we put the chickens out on pasture where they can scratch around and stretch their legs and be chickens. And we move each regularly so that their manure makes the land more fertile and they don't wear out the soil too much in any one area on our farm. This year, we have decided to partner with some other farmers who are raising meat in a similar way and have values that are similar to our own. And this will enable us to offer some things that we haven't been able to offer before, and also to keep our inventory up at a time when demand is higher than normal with the pandemic, and also will give our membership more variety each month. All of the farms that we're getting meat from are close friends of ours, and most of them are located here within 10 miles of our farm. I will link to those farms on our website so that you can read more about them. So the way that the CSA works this year is that folks can sign up for a plan. We have four plans right now, from $25 a month to $200 a month. And then each month, I'm going to send out our order form, which will have updated inventory of what we have of each cut and each species. There will be some beef options, some pork, chicken, duck. I'm going to talk about eggs later, and we're working on lamb option as well. So you will see on the order form what's available, and you can order up to the dollar amount that you've signed up for in your plan. We will pack your order as close to that dollar amount as possible. And you know, if you're a few dollars over, we may leave a cut out. If you're a few dollars under, we may add something that we think that you'll like. The way that payment works is folks can pay either in full at the beginning of the season, which is our preference because it gives us cash flow to purchase feed and pay folks. So that's great if you're able to do that. We're offering a 5% discount to those who pay upfront in full. But we also have a payment plan where folks can either sign up on our website with their credit card, and their credit card will be charged each month at the beginning of the month for 12 subsequent months. Folks can also send us checks, postdated, send us 12 checks for the size share that you've signed up for, and then we will deposit those checks at the beginning of each month. That answers another question, which is just how long does our CSA run? We've decided to make it a 12-month commitment this year. The reason why we've decided to make it a 12-month commitment are there are a few reasons. One is that we eat good meat all year long, and our business plan has been to structure a CSA around the food that we eat and to extend that to the wider community. Second reason is it gives us consistent income throughout the year, so it's not so boom or bust. Another reason is that in the current context of the coronavirus pandemic, this is the best way for the members to secure meat for a long period of time, which we think will appeal to folks considering the uncertainty of where food will come from and how long we're going to be self-isolating. And also, it is a way for us to really plan how much inventory we're going to need so that we can have enough food for everybody. So one way of thinking of this is that it's like a community freezer where we're going to keep meat stocked for everybody so that we will all have good meat to eat throughout this period of time. I realize that our 12-month schedule, you know, 12 plus months, depending on when people sign up, may not align with the drop-off commitment that you've made to 10 mothers. Later on in the season, we can address that. If you don't want folks picking up meat from your porch when they're not also picking up vegetables later in the fall, then we can assign those folks to a different drop-off nearby. If you do, then the same benefits apply. We'll continue to offer the $10 credit, and we'd love to continue working with you. Subscription is rolling. Folks sign up in April. Their subscription will end a year from April, but folks could also sign up in May or June, and their subscription will start and end from the time that they sign up. Our drop-off schedule is going to be the last week of each month. So our first drop-off is going to be the last week of April. We have a few drop-offs, though we haven't pushed it heavily through the 10 Mothers network yet, so I don't anticipate there will be a huge amount of drop-offs this first time, but hopefully there will be more in May. And we will drop off during the same windows that 10 Mothers is dropping off on your porch, so that folks will come and pick them up at the same time. And when we drop off out of 10 Mothers drop-off, only 10 Mothers members will be picking up their Eden's Meats share from that porch. So you won't have other folks that you're not accustomed to coming to your porch picking up their meat there. We are going to follow the same sanitation regimen that 10 Mothers is, by having a solution that people can spray on the cooler after they collect their meat. We will drop off the meat in coolers. It will all be frozen. Usually there are several orders packed into one cooler, and so that keeps it cool even in the summer for a long time, especially if it's in a shady area. It could even keep it at a safe temperature overnight if somebody, you know, forgets to pick up their meat. But here's the deal with unclaimed meat. We try to communicate very clearly to folks when they need to pick up their order, and we will send out a text message on the day that we do distribution, and we give them plenty of options to reschedule or double up on the next drop-off. So there really shouldn't be any excuses if somebody doesn't pick up their meat, which means that after the pickup window has closed, that meat does not belong to them anymore. So you are welcome to do with it as you wish. You can use it yourself or donate it to somebody else. But I realize that there's a concern that there will be meat left at the end of the drop-off. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid that. But if there is, we would like for you to check the cooler after the drop-off window has closed and do something with the meat so that it doesn't sit there for a week until the 10 Mothers crew comes and picks up the empty cooler. We don't want meat rotting in the coolers. So that is something that comes with being a CSA drop-off host, and we really appreciate you doing that. 9.5 times out of 10, what will happen is that everyone will come and pick up their meat order, and there will be an empty cooler that you can just stash in the corner somewhere. And when 10 Mothers comes to drop off vegetables the following week, they will pick up the coolers and bring them back to the farm, where we will pick them up and pack them again the next month. Last word about unclaimed meat. If you've been a CSA drop-off host before, you know that times if people forget or are running late, they will try to get in touch with either the farmer or the host to pick it up after hours. We discourage this just because it's been a long day for farmers, and it's not a part of the drop-off host commitment to be fielding after hours phone calls and text messages. So if it is somebody that you know and somebody that you're willing to hold it for, that's totally up to you. If it's not and you don't want to deal with it, then please just forward them to me, and I will remind them of the CSA commitment that they made and just tell them that, sorry, but I can't be fielding last minute text messages from our members. Next thing I want to talk about is eggs. There's been a lot of interest in eggs, which is understandable with the vegetable CSA. I know there are some vegetarians who aren't as interested in the meat, but they would like to order a month's supply of eggs. And we are doing everything we can to increase our production to be able to support that demand. We have ordered in some more birds, but they will not be producing consistently until June. So we ask you just to bear with us. If we can purchase in some eggs and put them on our order form, you will see that there is inventory there. But if that inventory isn't up until June, then we ask that you just bear with us, and we should have it up and running pretty soon. All of our drop-off hosts will receive a $10 credit each month towards an order. So the way that you can redeem that if you're going to put an order in is just when you fill out your order form, there is a special requests section at the end of the form. If you could just mention that you're a drop-off host and you receive a $10 credit, I don't have like a special code or something, just make a note there that you received $10 off your order, and we are happy to give you that credit. If you have any additional questions, please call me. My number is 336-408-0968, or email us at edensmeats@gmail.com, edensmeats@gmail.com. Happy to talk with you in most efficient way possible to get you the information that you need. Our drop-off hosts, we consider to be part of our monthly membership, whether you sign up for a plan or not. Throughout the season, we're going to have events for members. We hope to have some camping sites on our farm in the future, and we will give all of our monthly members discounts to those. Once again, thank you so much for your support. Signing off now, and look forward to connecting more soon. Take care.